I'm very happy that people are learning the Daf Yomi. It's a beautiful limud, and it's of course a very, very appropriate besechta that we're learning now. Brachas. Many of you have started from the beginning, and the Daf Yomi for today is the beginning of the fourth perek in the besechta Brachas, perek Tfilas HaShachar, a very famous and wonderful perek. And let's discuss some of the highlights in the brief time allotted to us this morning. This, what we'll call this inaugural shir. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth parak that there is a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, a dispute which repeats itself time and time again. We start with Tefillas HaShachar, which according to the Rabbanan is Ad Chatzos, as the Mishnah begins, and Rabbi Yehuda says until Arba Shos, till 4 hours of the day. They're disputing 2 hours. Then it goes on and discusses Tefillas HaMincha. Rabbanan say Ad HaErev, just for the purposes of today, Shilat HaSumat means sunset. And Rabbi Yehuda says until Plag HaMincha, which again, to make things simple, is an hour and a quarter before sunset. Arvis, Baruch Hashem, no machlokes. Ein lo keva. Ein lo keva, although the Gemara will interpret it to mean Tefillas Arvis Rishus, but in a simple level, and as Rabbi Yon explains, it means that there's no set time. So what is the time for Maariv? The simple pshat. When you can't have a mincha, and you can't have a shachris, that's when you have a Maariv. Ain't no kena. It's a negative definition. Musaf, which is of course not, it does not apply every single day, is again a machlokas. According to Rabbanan, it's all day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, until 7 hours, because the musaf is korei for 7 hours. Fine. It's a big problem. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Brachos on our daf that Tefillas Keneged Tamidim Tiknu, that the times for the respective Tefillas are Keneged the Korbanos. Well, yeah, we know there's a Korban Shachris, there's a Korban Tamashul Shachris, a Korban Tamashul Bein Arbaim. At night, there's no Korban. We have the Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evorim. That's exactly why we pass on the Halacha Tefillas Arbas Rishus. Because Chalavim and Ivorim are not Ma'akev, so therefore Tefillas Arbas is also not Ma'akev, and it's only what we call in our language Rishus, even though, as the Farshim explained on this daf and subsequent dapim, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves the daf and Tefillas Arbas is no longer an absolute Rishus anymore. That's a machlokas between the Tos and the Rambam, what that means exactly. Fine. So the question becomes, you would think, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, or Hilchas Tamidim HaMusafim, you would see this dispute, you know, in bold relief. Well, we pass like a Yehuda, we pass like the Rabbanan. You'd find it in the Sechel Zvachim somewhere, in the Sechel Tamid somewhere. It's not there. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. This dispute, which seems to be completely a Kachem Digger dispute, is not found in Seder Kachem. You just won't find it. So I wanted to answer this question based on the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simon Reish Lam and Gimel in Siv Vav, with respect to Mincha, there's no dispute in Hilchos Karbanos. Everyone agrees that the tefillah, that the korban, tomash ben arba'im, is good until the erev. We'll call it shki again for our purpose. Until the sun sets beneath the horizon, it's permissible to offer the korban tomash ben arba'im. No one disputes that. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dispute that. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, as a matter of fact, exactly when did they offer the korban tomid shel ben arba'im? No. The halacha lemaisa, the reality, they offer the korban tamid shel ben arba'im only until plag hamincha. Afterwards, they did some other things. You know, there's some other supplementary avodas in the base of Migdash, maybe the neiros, ktoros, whatever. Going into the details, which follow after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im, but it was done on a practical basis before plag hamincha. They gave themselves an hour and a quarter leeway. That being the case, the machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda is a very simple machlokas. Do we determine that these man tefillos depend upon the halachic maximum time to be makav the carbon, which of course would be ad ha'erev, or do we say no? Tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum on a more practical basis. On a practical basis, they only brought the carbon tam and shobein arbaim until plag mincha. Therefore, you're required to daven mincha before plag hamincha. This is the machlokas, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains it, between the Tanoim. But this he explains Shita's a Rambam. Rambam said an unusual Shita in Paragimel in Ilchos Tefila. He says, look, Tefila Tomed was Kore B'Choyom B'Teisha Shol Sumach. So we call that Mincha Katana. And therefore, that's the proper time to daven Mincha, Mincha Katana. However, an Erev Pesach, they were Makav, the Korban Tomed Shoben Abayim, as early as Mincha Gedola, which is a half an hour after the time of Chatzos. They needed a lot of time to bring all the Korban Pesachs. So therefore, you can't daven Mincha that early. Well, that's what he suggests. L'chatchila, a person according to Aruch Hashulchan Lefi Rambam, should be daven Mincha in a very narrow window between Mincha Ketana and Plaga Mincha, because that's the time when on a daily basis they would offer the Korban Tomei Shoben Arbayim. But B'diyeved, it can be done from a Mincha Gedola, because that's what they did on Erev Pesach, all the way until Shkia, which they did in a pinch. Fine. Truth is that there are those who disagree. Say, according to the Rambam, you can't really be back at the Korban Tomei Shoben, you can't be Davin Mincha in the full range, from Mincha Gedola all the way until Shkia. Why should that be so? The Rambam seems to say Fakert. So the answer is based upon outside considerations. For example, the Monaf Chav Testament base has an expression, mitzvah l'spalem demdu mecham. To the contrary, it's a mitzvah to daven at the last possible moment. And they quote a pasuk, Yeruchem Shemesh, famous from the Vesikin, for the Fnei Reach Dor Dorim. So they should be tefillahs on each end of the day. Vesikin in the morning and Mincha late. We Abaye is lying because he's going to goof it. Mitra for Bishati, you'll go to the Shtibul. The Dominion comes late and they go past the Shkia. But in principle, it should be done as close to Shkia as possible. Therefore, we cannot make an absolute rule of Chatchila to do it only before Mincha Ketana, because you're going to give up on that other Hidur. Similarly, we cannot make an absolute din not to daven Mincha Gedola, because there's another Hidur. There's a Hidur is Rizam Akdim Lemitzis, daven at the first possible opportunity. So therefore, these external considerations expand according to some authority, even if you're a Rambam, that in principle, the Zman HaChatchila for Tefillas Mincha should be only that sliver of time, an hour and a quarter, between Mincha Ketana and Plaga Mincha. No, it's extended because of the consideration of Imdim Dume Chama, and it's extended earlier because of the consideration of Zrizim, Makdim, and B'mitzvahs. Ad Kan, the Rambam, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Fine. Now, let's discuss Musaf. What's Musaf? Again, according to Tanakama, Musaf Rabbanan all day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Sheva Shos. Why? Let's go back. Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso. On a practical basis, they were Makav the Korban Musaf on those days when there is a Musaf, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. They were Makav it within Sheva Shos. So Shitavan Musaf within Sheva Shos. But the Halacha L'maisa, in case you didn't do it then, you can do it all day long. There's no reason why not. So therefore, according to Rabbanan, it depends upon the time of the maximum possibility, not when you actually did it. Oh. It's interesting, there's a discussion in Tosfos Beit Yehuda, for example. He says on our daf that the Korban Musaf was brought in the seventh hour. So we go back to square one. We daven Musaf, we just daven Musaf Rosh Chodesh last week. We daven Musaf, I hope nobody here daven Musaf in the seventh hour. What we're doing for the first 6 hours. So the question is, why not? If you should find the time when they actually brought it, we should all postpone the Musaf until the seventh hour after Chatzos. The answer to that question is, again, we said before, it's reason about the middle of the mitzvah. It's not required to wait for that seventh hour. You can daven earlier. That's the pshat. Oh, fine. Now, what I'm saying to you over here is confirmed by the Tosefta. I don't know if you look at Daf Yomi, to Tosefta. If you look at Tosefta, you'll see, it's according to the text that we have, with one minor emendation, that when it comes to the opinion of Tanakama, it says, Tomet Shol Shachar, it says, Korev. Korev means can be brought. With the specter of Yehuda, it says, Korev Vaholech, which my understanding means, was brought, which is exactly the Yisod that we're trying to bring out. That's the machlokas between the Tanoim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, depends when it was brought. According to the Rabbanan, depends when it could be brought. Oh, now let's discuss for a moment Arvis, right? What's Arvis? So Arvis, we said before, you can whenever it's not time for Shachris, not time for Mincha, by definition, it's time for Arvis. The Pnei Yeshua, my elder Zeta, says in Daf Beis, opening Daf, if you learn Brachos Daf Beis, that in theory, Marv should be able to be davening as early as Mincha Gedola. That's when the Hektech Halavim Beirorim, of Tamash Rabbein Arbaim. The only reason why he can't, I mean, the Maisa, I don't think he did it either. The reason you can't is because it's my Mincha. So as soon as my Mincha ends, my Marv begins automatically, because my Marv should have begun already hours and hours before. So it's a negative definition. Oh, the Gemara has this. It's tomorrow's daf, famously, when it comes to Mincha, David Kamarovid. Presumably, it'd be better to follow Rabbi Yehuda from the perspective of davening Mincha when they actually daven Mincha. Excuse me, when they actually brought the carbon tamash shel ben arbaim or earlier because of this reason. On the other hand, David Kamarovid, like the Rabbana, it's better because it's closer to the Shkiyas Achamaim, the Nume Chama, as the Gemara puts it later on in the parak. So you can take your pick. What about Ben Ashmoshes? So on a simple level, since you can no longer daven Mincha Ben Ashmoshes, a simple level, Ara Er means Shkia. That's the end of the 12 hours. Agamon Chavav and Beis keeps talking about when the 12 hours end. So assume you count the hours as the Gro would from sunrise to sunset. That's how we managed to have a late Zman Krishma, Rabbi Yisai. You're all beneficiaries of the Gro. So let's take it over here too. So therefore, the times that we'll measure from sunrise until sunset. So once the sun sets, you look in the Mordechai here in Brachos, in the fourth parak, Simin Sadi, he says, once the sun sets, you're allowed to daven Shmones Marv Lechatchila. Aye, but it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. The answer is back to my Elder Zeta Pnei Yeshua. In theory, you could have davened Marv as early as Mincha Gedola, because that's the Chalom and Ve'roma can be offered. The only thing stopping you is the fact that it's Man Tfilas Mincha. Once Man Tfilas Mincha ends at Shkia, automatically it's Man Tfilas Marv kicks in. Let's assume that halacha for the moment, even though there are a couple of intricacies. Now let's talk about Shachmas. Talk about Shachmas. How do you figure out Shachmas? How do you figure it out? When are we davening Shachmas? I'll answer a better question. To when can you offer the carbon tamid shell Shachar? What would you say? I answer the question. To when can you offer tamid? Anybody know? What would you guess? Till when could you offer the carbon tamid shel shachar? Till when? That's what I would say. Till chatzos. It's called tamid shel shachar. So you find the Rambam. You won't find any earliest man in the Rambam. Tamid shel shachar. Pashas is until chatzos. That's what it sounds like. It's man about boker. Oh. What about Yehuda? He says until 4 hours. Where did 4 hours come from? We don't find such a concept anywhere. Oh. So the Gemara on tomorrow's daf says a raya to Rabbi Yehuda from a Mishnah Adios, of all places. Adios says that they're giving Adios that once they happened on one particular occasion that they were mak of the Korban Tom and Shel Bain Ho'abayim in the fourth hour, up until 4 hours. I ask you a question. What is that proof? Maybe they would have done it in the fifth hour also if it had to. How do you have to prove anything? What does that prove? It proves nothing. So the answer is as follows. If you follow the lumdus of Rabbi Yehuda, as we said until now, you know when you should daven Shachris? Who wants to give a guess? Another little kutchum, yeah? The beginning. The morning dawns at Alos HaShach. Now it's true, they used to be mark up the Korban Tumid at that moment. They made a mistake. Mishnah Yuma, famous parak, Omelem HaMamuna, the beginning of the third parak of Yuma. They made a mistake. So they say, wait a little bit. Right? Till Heir Pnei Kol HaMizroch. All right? That's what the Gemara says. The famous Gemara, Yumasech the Yuma, Mishnah. So from that point on, it point the fact that we're mark of the Korban Tumid Shel Shach on a regular basis. Zviza Magdimim. Kohanim is resume. Oh. So if you wanted to follow the model of Mincha, we should have said that the time to daven Shachris every single morning would be ideally from Heir Pnei Mizrach, which is shortly after Alos HaShachar. However, that's an impossibility. Why is that an impossibility? What would you lose if you would insist that people would daven so early? You learned brachas, Rabbi, you learned daf yomi, you know what we lose. Vasikin, exactly. Vasikin. The ideal time to daven shachas is, I mentioned a few minutes ago myself, is vasikin, at sunrise. That's way after, an hour after the time when they would actually be back of the korban tov and shel shachas. So it's impossible for Chazal to metaken to daven tefila shachas at the time they actually brought the korban tov and shel shachas. It's off by an hour. You want to be vatla vasikin. So therefore, instead of pegging it to when they would actually bring the Karma Tama Shul Shach, which is impossible because of a secret, they pegged it to the latest known time that they in fact were mak of the Karma Tama Shul Shach. The latest known time is 4 hours. The latest known time will use that for this purpose as the time when they mak of the Karma Tama Shul Shach. Because one time they did it then, until then you can dive in Shach. It's beyond that, not a Kuantar Abiyudah. Kuantar Abana, no! The whole morning is the time of Kama Tama Shul Shachar, as the name itself implies. Therefore, you can daven Shmon Esrei until Chatzos. This is the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yudah with respect to Shachar, paralleling what the Aruch HaShulchan said with respect to Mincha, and what we have suggested with respect to Musaf. That's the dispute with respect to Shachar as well, with one little wrinkle, that the pegging it to the real time they were makav on a daily basis is impossible, because it's too early for Vesikim. So they pegged it to the latest actual time, happened once, which is the 4th hour of the Mishnah in Eidus, which proves that Rabbi Yehuda would be right. And presumably, the fact that they said Eidus, that it happened once at 10 o'clock, is an implicit Eidus. It never happened beyond that. Otherwise, the whole Eidus doesn't mean anything. That's the pshat in this dispute as well. This is all according to the, based upon the Aruch HaShulchan. Halacha l'maaseh, you probably know if you saw the Rif, that, as you maybe know from real life, it's supposed to daven shachas before sof zman tefila, which is what we call in our language 10 o'clock on a typical day, which goes from 6 to 6 after 4 hours. However, in a pinch, a person can daven shachas agamor adaf until 12 o'clock. Now, the Gemara never said it beferish according to the Pesach Halacha Lamaisa, because the Gemara says, how we pass the Gabiuda next tomorrow's daf, hold the Tanan bebechirut lakavasei, it's adios. But even according to the Rabbi Yehuda, apparently, you can be daven b'diyeved until 12 o'clock, either b'shum shachas prop or b'shum tashlumin. Usually the adaf says tashlumin is in the next time slot, mincha for shachas and ma'arif for mincha and shachas for ma'arif. But here's an exception. Since there was a gap between zman tefila shachas, which ends at 10, and zman tefila mincha, which starts at 12:30, so therefore they gave you that time to do a preemptive tashlumin. Or something along those lines. That's a question in Shulchan Aruch. If a person didn't daven shachas until 10 o'clock on purpose, b'mezid. So b'mezid we pass with no tashlumin. Can you daven shachas then? It's a matter of dispute. And it's also relevant, can you daven shachas between 12 and 12:30? If it's a matter of tashlumin, why not? It's not long as it's not zman mincha yet. If it's a matter that it's me'ikar adin, it's permissible because you can mark up the korban tumin at least till it could be. Until noon, then you would never be able to daven shachas between 12 and 12:30. Those are nafkaminas in this shaila. All that I'm saying to you now is based on the fact that we don't find the machlokas and nechos karbonis with respect to the korban shachas, korban shomash shel shachar bein abayim or musaf. So to be like the Aruch HaShulchan, what he said with respect to mincha, we wanted to apply it with respect to the other karbonis as well. If you look at the Ra'ah and his pirish on the riff in brachas, he says no, it's a machlokas and hilchos karbon. Machlokas and hilchos karbon. If that would be the case, you can only be makar the karbon tamid shel shachar until 10 o'clock, and according to the more passive akim, that would be it. So it would be all over. That would be it. Finished. That's it. You cannot be daven afterwards. Yeah, the Ra'ah says you can't go to the riff only if tor bishogeg. So it's a din of tashlumin, but it's not a real din of shachas from 10 to 12 as others would have it, because according to the Ra'ah, we pass on the halacha and nechos korbanos agav Yehuda, that you can only be back up the korban tamid shel shachar until 10 o'clock, and you can only daven mikra din until that time. Until that time. Fine. It's interesting. Sadia Gaon, if you look in the Ritva on the footnotes, he quotes it, is a stickler. You can't daven shachas past sof zman tefillah. but I read somewhere I can do it until Chatzos. That's not Rav Sadrigal. He denies all these new svarim. That's not true. Even the Rif seems to say, who's the Rif? Long before the Rif. He denies the entire possibility that Davin Shachas passed Zman, what we call in our language, Zman Tefillah. That's what he says. Fine. Now, we had a discussion earlier. What's the pshat in the Pesach of the Rif and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch? You can daven Shachas after 10 o'clock. Is it Din Tashlumin? In which case, it would only be Bishogeg, and it might even go and extend until 12:30. Or no, that's the Ikar Azman until Chatzos, because we pass like Chachamim. Mikra Din, you can be Makav the Korban Tom and Shulchak until Chatzos. Even Rabbi Yudah may not disagree. Just this question whether they actually brought it, as we mentioned earlier. I had the following shayla. We saw the Gemara. You saw it in today's daf. Guy forgot to daven shach. My Rebbe can daven shach is twice, right? Before she Gemara. I'm asking a shayla. Tumah can he daven? Tumah can he daven shach? What do you say? Oh, I'm sure it never happened to you. Right. Till when can he die to daven tashlumim of his marav? Till when? Oh. So it depends. If you learn that the Zman Shachas is only until 10 o'clock, after it's only Tashlumin. So you can't daven Mariv in the time of Tashlumin for Shachas. So you have no choice but to daven Tashlumin for your Mariv until 10 o'clock maximum. But if you hold that the Iker Zman Shachas is all the way until 12 o'clock, that's what we pass from Iker Adin, Tfilas Korban Tomash Shachas till Chatzos, then in theory you can daven Tashlumin of the Mariv you forgot last night, all the way until 12 o'clock. That's a possibility. That's a remarkable possibility. Fine. I want to discuss something halachal ma'isa. I know we don't have too much time now. What's the din of shachris? When should you be davening shachris? So we all know vasikin is the idea. Oh, vasikin. Let everybody can daven vasikin. Because you can't find a minion. I always think it's better to daven a minion than daven a vasikin, if you ask me. Not everyone agrees. So from when to when can you daven if there's no vasikin? What are you saying? From when to when? The chatchil at the shachris, there's no vasikin. For when? The earliest time or the latest? The latest time we know. Sov Zman Tefillah. When's the earliest time? Oh, that's what I think. I think you're right. Like the pre-chodesh. If you're ready and not davening v'sikin, you can daven as early as what we call Heir Pnei HaMizrach. We may be bound to wait a little bit longer for technical reasons. For reasons of tzitzis and of tefillin. Supposed to wait maybe Berachas Yotzeror if you learn the sugars in the first parak. We have to wait until what we call Mishayakir. Mishayakir ben Tchelis Lovan from 4 hours. So see a friend who's an in-between kind of friend from 4 hours away. When is that? That itself is a matter of dispute. When is Mishayakir? And opinions vary very, very widely when it is. In my view, there's room to be lenient and take the shiur which they had in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was an hour before the sun rose, they considered it to be already Mishayakir. And if you extrapolate that to the angles, it's 12.9 degrees beneath the horizon. It gives you an earlier time to print it in any of the luchas that you'll see here on the beam. That's what I think is the real truth. In any event, but Mishayakir, you have to wait till then, which is pretty early time. And I think Heir Pnei HaMizrach is probably even earlier. So once in Mishayakir, you can already quickly do what you have to do, and then daven Shmoneh Esrei. Lechatchila! In my view, there's no difference if you're davening before Nates and after Nates. Now, there are posts who say it's not true. It's the Mishnah of Feresh and Masechta Megillah that with respect to all Mitzvah Sayom, Lulav, Shofar coming up, you have to wait Lechatchila until Nates Achama. But that could be only true for the respect to Mitzvah Shakosha Kolayom. That's the Mishnah Megillah, Navchav. Call Mitzvah Shakosha Kolayom, Mitzvah Sakolayom. And it should, Mishnah Amun HaShachar is only Yotze B'Diyevin. That's all if it's Kolayom. But over here, it's only a morning mitzvah, not all day. You have a right to daven it as early as Mishayakir, the Chatchila, and no difference between that and davening it after Neitz HaChama. That's what I think, although not everyone agrees with me.